Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is John chapter 8, verses 42 through 59. The Reverend Roy Askins is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from John chapter 8. And Jesus said, "Which one of you convicts me of sin? If I tell the truth, why do you not believe me? Whoever is of God hears the words of God. The reason why you do not hear them is that you are not of God." The Jews answered him, "Are we not right in saying that you are a Samaritan and have a demon?" Jesus answered, "I do not have a demon, but I honor my Father, and you dishonor me. Yet I do not seek my own glory. There is one who seeks it, and he is the judge. Truly, truly, I say to you, if anyone keeps my word, he will never see death." The Jews said to him, "Now we know that you have a demon. Abraham died, as did the prophets, yet you say, if anyone keeps my word, he will never taste death. Are you greater than our father Abraham, who died? And the prophets died, who do you make yourself out to be?" Jesus answered, "If I glorify myself, my glory is nothing. It is my Father who glorifies me, of whom you say he is our God. But you have not known him. I know him. If I were to say I do not know him, I would be a liar like you. But I do know him, and I keep his word. Your father Abraham rejoiced that he would see my day. He saw it and was glad." So the Jews said to him, "You are not yet 50 years old, and have you seen Abraham?" Jesus said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am." So they picked up stones to throw at him, but Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple. O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Thanks be to God.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Just before our reading, our verses for today, Jesus had told the Jews who their father was. He told them that their father was the devil, the father of lies, and as such, they could only do what he did. They could only tell lies. They could not do otherwise. In contrast, Jesus speaks only truth. As the text progresses, Jesus spends our reading helping the Jews or pointing the Jews to who Jesus is, who he is, and who his Father is. In fact, that is the question they put to him. Who are you? And it is ultimately this question that he answers that leads them to want to stone him to death. Now, this is not ultimately the reason why the Jews killed Jesus in the book of John. In John's gospel, they want to kill him for raising Lazarus back from the dead, something that I never understood, you know. If I found somebody that could raise people back to life, I think I'd want to keep him alive. Not so the Jews. But it is pretty clear in our reading today that Jesus does not endear himself to these Jewish people. The text starts actually mid-conversation. Jesus says to the Jews, "Which one of you convicts me of sin? And if I tell the truth, why do you not believe me?" Of course, none of them can convict Jesus of sin. Not that they hadn't tried, of course. They had besmirched his honor. They had besmirched his name. They had tried to find things that he had done wrong. I mean, consider in verse 41, earlier in John chapter 8, they say, "We were not born of sexual immorality. We have one Father, even God." They were implying that Mary, Jesus' mother, had been unfaithful, and Jesus' father, well, I mean, who really knows who this guy is? And so Jesus asks them, since they cannot convict Jesus of sin, he asks them what ends up being a rhetorical question. "If I tell the truth, then, if you cannot convict me of sin, if you cannot convict me of my lies, if I tell the truth, why do you not believe me?" The answer? They cannot believe him, they cannot hear his words, because they are not of God. Whoever is of God hears the words of God. And then Jesus speaks to them what I think are some of the most frightening words to ever cross Jesus' lips. "The reason you do not hear them, the reason why you do not hear the word of God, is that you are not of God." The Jews had rejected Jesus, they had dishonored him, and by rejecting and dishonoring Jesus, they had also rejected and dishonored God their Father, and likewise also their heritage as the children of Abraham. They were no longer those in the line of Abraham. That is why they cannot hear God's word. They are not God's children. Dear people of God, this remains true even today. We should not be surprised, in fact, that the world around us is filled with such wickedness and sin. What passes for entertainment today should horrify us. It should make us sick. We should be disgusted by what comes through on the television and the internet and whatever it might be. But it should not surprise us. It should not surprise us that the world lives in fornication and adultery. It should not surprise us that the world rejects natural relations for unnatural ones, because the world cannot hear God's word and does not want to. So do not be surprised. They are not of God. Now, for those of you who continue to speak God's word to them, for those of us who continue to speak God's truth, they're going to do the same thing to you and I that they did to Jesus. They're going to mock you and persecute you and perhaps even spit upon you and certainly hate you. And this is exactly what happens to Jesus, even in our reading today. In fact, after Jesus tells them this truth, what do they say? Are we not right in saying that you are a Samaritan and have a demon? Immediately cutting him down, mocking him, making fun of him. But Jesus answers them, I do not have a demon, but I honor my Father and you dishonor me. Yet I do not seek my own glory. There is one who seeks it and he is the judge. Truly, truly, I say to you, if anyone keeps my word, he will never see death. The Jews here in our reading today were seeking their own glory. They were proud of their heritage as children of Abraham. Look how great and grand we are. God chose us as a special people for something great and incredible. Look at us, children of Abraham. But Jesus does the opposite. He doesn't point to his great glory and honor. He points instead to God the Father. He points to the Father who seeks Jesus' glory. Jesus doesn't seek it himself. The Father seeks his glory. Now, this glory in the Gospel of John is not the glory that you and I think of when we think of glory. In John, Jesus' glory occurs at the cross. It's the glory of shame, the glory of death, the glory of blood, the glory of pain and suffering. Jesus then, and as we continue on in our reading, starts hinting at the truth of who he is, right? He doesn't seek his own glory. There is one who seeks it, God the Father. But he starts hinting at who he is when he says, if anyone keeps my word, he will never see death. That's a claim that only God can make. Only God can promise to save you from death. And that's precisely the claim that Jesus makes about his own words and who he is. Now, as we, dear people of God, hear these words, do we not have much to repent of over the last year? Do we not have Jesus' very own words? Do we not have his very own promises? Do we not hope and trust in him? And yet, haven't we spent the entire last year living in fear of death? Dear people of God, you will never see death. Jesus has already conquered it. Do not fear it. There is nothing to be afraid of. God has promised that nothing, not even death, can take you out of his hand. He has chosen you and made you his own. If he sent his very own son to suffer and die for you, will he not surely also protect and keep you? Repent of your fear of death and cling to the Lord of life, even Jesus Christ, he who speaks the truth to you. The truth that he speaks to you is that you will never see death. You will pass from life to life. The Jews, however, who cannot hear God's word, continue to scoff at our Lord and Savior. When he says these things, they say, now we know that you have a demon. Abraham died, the prophets died, yet you say if anyone keeps my word, he will never taste death. Are you greater than Abraham and the prophets? And of course, Jesus is greater than Abraham and the prophets. And he starts taking them a little closer as he's circling, making this confession about who he is. He takes them closer to identifying who he is. He says, if I glory in myself, my glory is nothing. It is my Father who glorifies me, of whom you say he is our God. But you have not known him. I know him. If I were to say I do not know him, I would be a liar like you. But I do know him and I keep his word. Your father Abraham rejoiced that he would see my day. He saw it and was glad. The Jews do not know the Father, Jesus alone, as he says elsewhere in the book of John, knows the Father and makes the Father known. Because the Jews have rejected Jesus, they have likewise rejected the Father. And though they might be of Abraham's biological, earthly lineage, they have also rejected Abraham, their father, by rejecting Jesus. Why? Because Abraham rejoiced to see Jesus' day. That is to say, Abraham and all the Old Testament patriarchs had faith in Jesus as the fulfillment of God's promise to Adam and Eve, and even to them, Abraham would be a blessing to many nations. Or in the words of our reading on Tuesday, that Pastor Robson preached on, they had confidence and believed the promise that God himself would provide. As Abraham said to his son Isaac, God himself will provide the lamb for a burnt offering. And again names the mountain on which Isaac was almost sacrificed, the Lord will provide. In fact, that very mountain would later become the mountain upon which Jerusalem was built, and therefore the place where, on a hill named Golgotha, God provided for you the final sacrifice of Jesus Christ. The Old Testament patriarchs believed in this promise and held to this promise. That is to say, they looked to Jesus and rejoiced to see his day. But still the Jews refused to hear God's word. They still refused to hear Jesus. You are not yet 50 years old, and have you seen Abraham? Jesus said to them, truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am. So they picked up stones to throw at him. But Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple. Jesus makes his claim to be God abundantly clear. There's no doubt in his mind. There's no doubt in the mind of those who hear what he said. He's done gently pointing to the truth and just boldly, clearly makes the confession, I am God. That he answers the question, who are you, Jesus, God of God? And so, this claim is so abundantly clear, the Jews pick up stones to throw at him. If he were any other man, if he were not God, what he said would be blaspheming and worthy of stoning. And so they pick up stones to kill him. But his time has not yet come. His glory, that is the glory of his cross, must wait a little longer. And so he hides himself for a short time and departs from the temple. And in some sense, his departure from the temple here is permanent. Because God's people no longer look to a temple or for God's presence. They do not seek God's presence, in fact, in any particular building at all, for that matter. God's people seek God's word from Jesus. They look for God's presence in the body and blood hung from the cross, shed for you. And there, in that word, God makes for himself children of Abraham, children not born of flesh or biological lineage, but children born of the Spirit, children who confess Jesus before the world, children who only fear God and nothing else, not even death. Because those who hear his word, that is, hear it and receive it and live it, will never see death, will never taste death, because God our Lord has provided. In the name of Jesus, amen. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, guard your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. Today we pray for the congregations of the New Jersey District and their pastors, together with all schools, teachers, and church workers. We also pray for the Reverend Micah and Robin Wildauer, who serve the Lord in Belize. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.